قل إنما أدعو ربي ولا أشرك به أحدا.
Say, O Prophet, I call on my Lord alone, and I do not associate aught with him in his divinity.
قل إني لا أملك لكم ضرا ولا رشدا.
Say, surely neither it is in my power to hurt you nor to bring you to the right way.
قل إني لن يجيرني من الله أحد ولن أجد من دونه ملتحدا.
Say, none can protect me from Allah, nor can I find a refuge apart from Him.
إلا بلاغا من الله ورسالاته ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإن له نار جهنم خالدين فيها أبدا.
My task is no more than to deliver Allah's proclamation and His messages. And whoever disobeys Allah and His messenger, surely the fire of hell awaits him. Therein he will abide in perpetuity. They shall not change their ways until they see that against which they had been warned. Then they will know whose helpers are weaker and whose supporters are fewer in number. Then they will know whose helpers are weaker and whose supporters are fewer in number.
Those of the Quraysh who were wont to attack the Prophet, peace be upon him, as soon as they heard him call people to God, entertained a false notion about the strength of their supporters. Compared to their imposing host, the force at the Prophet's command was quite feeble. They therefore succumbed to the illusion that they could easily prevail against the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his followers.
قُلْ إِنْ أَدْرِي أَقَرِيبٌ مَا تُوْعَدُونَ أَمْ يَجْعَلُ لَهُ رَبِّي أَمَدًا.
Say, I know not whether what you are promised is near or whether my Lord will prolong its term.
عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ فَلَا يُظْهِرُ عَلَىٰ غَيْبِهِ أَحَدًا.
He is the knower of the unseen, and he does not disclose his unseen to anyone.
إِلَّا مَنِ ارْتَضَىٰ مِنْ رَسُولٍ فَإِنَّهُ يَسْلُكُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ رَصَدًا.
Other than to a messenger whom he chooses for the bestowal of any part of the knowledge of the unseen, whereafter he appoints guards who go before him and behind him. Other than to a messenger whom he chooses for the bestowal of any part of the knowledge of the unseen.
That is, messengers do not have access to the unseen as such, but when God decides to designate anyone as his messenger, he bestows upon him whatever portion of the truths of the unseen he pleases.
Whereafter he appoints guards who go before him and behind him.
The word guards denotes angels. The purpose of the verse is to affirm that when God communicates any knowledge of the truths belonging to the realm of the unseen through revelation, he appoints angels to safeguard that knowledge. This is done to ensure that it reaches the messenger safely, untarnished by adulteration.
لِيَعْلَمَ أَن قَدْ أَبْلَغُوا رِسَالَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ وَأَحَاطَ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ وَأَحْصَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ عَدَدًا.
So that he may know that they have delivered the messages of their Lord. He encompasses in his knowledge their surroundings and keeps account of all things. So that he may know that they have delivered the messages of their Lord.
This shows that messengers are endowed with the knowledge of only that portion of the unseen that is needed by them to perform their mission as God's messengers. Further, God appoints angels to see to it that His knowledge reaches them in its pristine form, and also that the messengers faithfully transmit it to His creatures.
He encompasses in His knowledge their surroundings and keeps account of all things.
God's power firmly encompasses the messengers and the angels. Hence, if they deviate even slightly from God's directives, they will be instantly taken to task. A strict count is kept of every letter of God's message. Hence, neither the messengers nor the prophets can tamper with even a single letter of His message.